Welcome to El Paso Primetime, a production of KTEP.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Gehring, and guess what? I'm back. I'm so excited. Dennis dug me up somewhere and drug me into the studio, and I found two really great people to be on the show that are going to talk about some of my favorite things, which is environmental, renewal, green. And my first guest today is Rick Fierrell. And you've got to tell me exactly what you do, because you used a lot of big words, okay? And I need you to exactly tell the audience what you do. It's not just a solar guy. You are a...
I'm a curriculum developer. That's what I do for a living. I write curriculum for high schools and
yes.
colleges.
Wow.
And specifically in the energy management industry. Last couple, 3 years has been specifically just in alternative energy.
Including solar, but other things too. But you go to a much higher level. You've even worked with corporations.
With many corporations, yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
And you might just want to mention one just to make you look good. Okay, come on, Rick.
I recently got to put together a training pipeline for ExxonMobil.
There you go.
And this was for their new processing plant out in Jakarta.
Yes.
And it was rather unique because the curriculum was written in a way that it would take people that come from a non-technical background.
Yes.
And introduce them, you know, just a little bit into the world of technology, specifically communication technology.
Yes.
As operational technologies are applied to process control for this new ExxonMobil facility.
Well, it sounds like you need to be on our science show too, which we might just rig and make you and be a guest for that as well. So you can go into more depth with that interesting part of your career. But you also work with Isleta High School.
Yes, ma'am.
And you also work in their Environmental Science Academy. But you also are involved with this really great group here in El Paso that I don't think very many people know about, called Renew El Paso.
That's correct. Renew El Paso is a group of volunteers, and we're all eco warriors in our own right.
And you're trying to suck me into it, and I'm really excited.
Yes, I'm really. In fact, not just me. There's several of us that already know all about you, and
we've seen you in action. Not all about me, but that's okay.
We're a group of volunteers. Some of us are in the solar industry.
Yes.
Some of us are in the wind. We've got a group of permaculture folks and aquaponics folks.
That sounds very interesting.
Super cool. Mm-hmm. And we've got some biology folks and some chemistry. We've got a really fun team. And what we do is we write some curriculum for workshops.
For schools.
For the city of El Paso.
Oh, for city of El Paso.
For schools, for everybody, adults and kids.
Okay.
And we also hold a summer camp for kids in grades 6 through 12.
Where is that normally held?
Last year it was held at the El Paso Electricians Joint Apprenticeship Training Center.
Wow.
And they're also a partner in this.
Yes.
And the city of El Paso is working with us this year to host it at a couple different sites this summer.
And later I'm going to have you do your email contact, and so that if any kids would like to think of ahead, because really, before you know it, it's going to be, you know, school kids are going to be wondering what to do with, and there's going to be a lot of really great science nerds out there that I'm sure would love to be a part of this, much less just a regular kid that would like to be a part of this.
True.
So we'll make sure we get that at the end of the show. So you write this curriculum, and you also set up, you got me to come over to the Isleta High School Environmental Science Academy to be a consultant on their greenhouses.
Yes.
And what other things do you do?
Well, I also work with... Getting back to the workshops, we also host 4-hour solar workshops at a place called Reliance Outdoor Supply.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah, over there in the Upper Valley.
Well, yes, off of Donovan.
Off of Donovan, yeah.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And they've got a classroom in the back, and they Every month we host about two or three or four workshops there just in solar.
Do these have a little entrance, a little charge for you to take them for materials?
Yes. It's not just for the consumables, for the materials, mm-hmm. but we also take a large portion of that and put it back into our scholarship kitty mm-hmm. because when we do work with kids in these environmental workshops, a very large number of these kids come from homeless education programs.
Really?
And it's – yes.
So these are kids that might end up down there at the mission or at Salvation Army.
There are several places where they may end up, and we work with different nonprofit groups.
How wonderful.
That work with these kids, yeah. And yes. they say, hey, you know what? We've got these kids, Rick, and Jessica, Donna, Robin. Is there any way we can put some money together for these kids? And we've had some wonderful sponsors in the mm-hmm. past mm-hmm. who've helped donate to get the kids' equipment because mm-hmm. it does cost some stuff. Mm-hmm. But this year, setting the money aside for the scholarship fund has mm-hmm. worked out really well. And I think we're going to make a big impact.
So, Rick, how come this is the best kept secret in El Paso?
Because we don't have a I guess we don't have a lot of time to market ourselves.
Yeah, because I know Robin Roberts.
Right.
Through my landscaping company, and she was the one that told me all about you guys, and then you contacted me, but I had never heard of you before.
Right. No, we've informed for about 8 months now.
Yes.
9 months.
Oh, so you're kind of new still.
We're still new. Mm-hmm. But we've got off to a really positive start showing the folks at the sustainability office through the city of El Paso.
Yeah.
That we know our stuff, that we're dedicated to make this happen.
Right. And you have a lot of energy.
We do. Solar energy.
Yeah, you are. Well, just plain old energy anyway.
No, we've had a heck of a lot of fun doing this, and it seems like the more workshops we hold, mm-hmm. the more volunteers we end up picking up. Some folks might be a retired energy person or from Fort Bliss, maybe a retired master gardener.
Wow.
Will come out of the woodwork. I mean, it is so cool. So right now we've got a pretty large group of volunteers, mm-hmm. and there's no sign of this thing slowing down. It's just mm-hmm. getting bigger and bigger.
Have you ever thought about, now you have at least you can get it out through this program and at KTEP. But, it would be interesting is it ever in the paper for people to sign up or for kids to sign up, like for the summer program?
Yes.
Through the city and all that? I mean, I guess you must have just started that last year for the first time.
For the first time. Thanks to Reliable Marketing and Media.
Yes.
Reliable Marketing and Media has been wonderful in donating a lot of their muscle for all of our press releases.
Yes.
And leveraging a lot of media relation connections that they've got.
Very good.
And getting us in on the radio, whether mm-hmm. it's, different radio stations mm-hmm. and TV stations, mm-hmm. and of course the different print media outlets. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
So, what are your particular workshops you've done? And because I was going to bring in Jessica now. This is Jessica Baines is sitting in on your show, and you're going to be sitting in on her show,
yes,
which
ma'am.
Will be next week. But when did you get involved with the Isleta Science Academy? And how did you find Rick, and how did you find Renew El Paso, Jessica?
I think the best way to say it was just...
Kismet?
Yeah, it was meant to be.
I know it is. Seems like it all kind of synergistic and falling together here.
It really is. When the district was looking to start the academy, they went out into the community to find people who are already doing green stuff. Don't reinvent the wheel, right. Go out there, and they wanted to just get, ideas and have people guide mm-hmm. them as far as building the academy itself. So they went out and they wanted to get the community members that are already pushing sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, I believe Robin and Rick went to one of those initial meetings.
Wow.
And once I got hired on, I met Robin Roberts
mm-hmm.
and she came in and did a whole lot of guidance with me and helped me really build the program up. And she's the one who introduced me to Rick and we all just got together and decided we wanted to get Renew El Paso going and spread the word, because we all feel that education is key.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading the word, spreading awareness to the community so everybody knows what we're trying to do.
Well, that is fantastic. So what else does Renew El Paso do?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm afraid to even open up this. It's going to spew out here. What is it?
Okay.
What else are you guys going to do?
Here you go. Since we also host these adult workshops every month.
Good. There are for adult workshops.
Yes. So we've got these adult workshops that go on, again, at Reliance Outdoor Supply. Well, when we host these workshops, at the end of the workshop, we welcome everybody to join the different committees and forums, these different organizations that we belong to.
Right.
Because these guys they're enthusiasts. They're there because they want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we build some live solar systems. We get them going and they get really hands-on.
Right.
And after the four-hour workshop, these guys are like, whoa, where can I – we want to keep doing this stuff. So we say, hey, why don't you meet us next weekend at the – Senator Rodriguez's Sustainable Energy Advisory Committee meeting.
There you go.
And join us there.
Wow.
And they do.
Wow.
Or why don't you come and join us at, this advisory council or this forum group? And they do.
Yes.
And so it's kind of neat because now we're multiplying our volunteer effort.
And your base.
Yes.
Your people base.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really – it's awesome.
Yeah, it seems like it's really starting to grow. And so they're going to be getting maybe more legislation through Senator Rodriguez.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. So that's great. Do you think that you are just forming this organization right at the right time? Because so many times in El Paso, as you know, they've tried to start ecological programs and projects, and they've kind of grown and fallen flat.
Yeah.
But it seems like that people now are really, really looking into that more seriously. You think you're catching the wave, as it were.
Totally. I really think we're just lucky to fall into showcasing our workshops just at the right time. And
mm-hmm.
it's just mm-hmm. the way design, put all this together.
Wow.
And we woke up one day and next thing we find that we're surrounded by other folks that are dedicated to this. And we say, hey, let's do it.
Let's
do some workshops and give back to the community.
And then they're bringing their skill set to your group.
Yes.
Right.
And it just keeps adding. So Renew El Paso,
mm-hmm.
We are not a we're not a for-profit organization. Like I said, we're just a group of volunteers.
Mm-hmm. So you're not even a – you don't even have a 501(c).
No. No, we've got several partners that are though.
Yes.
And we're very thankful to them. But no, right now we're just a bunch of, eco-nerds. We're mm-hmm. in the trenches mm-hmm. and we're all worker bees.
Yes.
And we're very passionate. And
yes.
And most importantly – and most importantly, we're doers. We go out and we just do it.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's very good. Well, what are some of your future programs? I know you're going to have these things for the kids again through
yes.
the City of El Paso.
Yes.
City of El Paso Parks and Recreation, I assume, or is it?
This is through the City of El Paso's Sustainability Office.
So they're going to have their own summer camps and stuff like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And future stuff. We've got two new workshops that we're putting together.
Mm-hmm.
One is a solar sign workshop and a sign like you see these business signs.
Yes.
And often I get folks that'll come up and say, Rick, how do I do this? And
yeah.
as I try to describe it to them, it's easy for me because it's what I do for the most part. I understand the stuff well.
Yes.
But I'm realizing, hey – it's not necessarily easy for everybody because maybe they haven't been shown how.
Right.
So that sounds like it's a really fun workshop to do. And I think we can get a lot of business owners to be able to cabbage onto it.
Yes.
And be able to put up some very inexpensive and long lasting.
And bright.
And bright solar powered business signs.
So how has solar energy progressed? A lot of us still think of those little blue lights that everybody's stuck in their front yard to find their way to their front door. It's a horrible legacy to try to beat, isn't it?
Right.
Because
yes.
everyone just just knows. Because, see, right now I work at a gated community, and we're putting up signage, and I wanted to do solar lights. And, oh, you should have heard, oh, I don't want those little crummy lights at the home improvement store. We don't want those. We want to spend, $1,000 to put, electricity out there. How do you do that? I mean, how do you do that? Do you do standalone signs with these solar panels? Are these solar panels now much more sophisticated and smaller than they used to be?
Yes to both.
Yay, I'm right.
And the biggest thing is that the cost of photovoltaics,
yes,
solar electricity has gone down just incredibly.
What do you mean gone down?
In price, I mean.
It's
very, very, very affordable.
Yes.
The technology, the capability of the power output, mm-hmm, of the solar modules, mm-hmm, has gone up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you couple that with whether maybe it's a grid-tied system, a lighting system.
A solar grid-type system?
Yes, that's tied to the utility, tied to, in this case, El Paso Electric.
I'll be darned.
El Paso Electric has been very they've been good to the industry and helping to create incentives and rebates.
Right.
Or there's also the off-grid option, mm-hmm, where you can take the solar modules and hook them up to a charge controller and a battery.
Yeah.
And so we can go ahead and provide remote power. No, both flavors of technology, grid-tied and off-grid, have improved, and the quality's gone up, and the prices have gone down. So it's now is the time.
So how soon, in your own expertise, do you think that the day of the electric sign is going to be gone, and it's probably going to be sooner than we think, that solar lights are going to be coming on? I'm not talking about the fancy billboards that distract you and tell you about, as you drive up the, executive, and you almost, when you see Cabo Joe's Valentine thing.
Yeah, they
this
are.
This woman bounce out at you as you're trying to take a left off of executive.
They are distracting.
Those are the probably signs, never going to be. Yes, I'm sure you were talking about the signs, Rick. But anyway. But I'm talking that those will probably take a while because they're very high. They're very high energy consuming.
Yes.
But they're talking about normal, street signs for everyday small business, correct?
That's correct. And I think there's going to be a market for both types of applied electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I believe wholeheartedly, mm-hmm, that the sign lighting industry for where solar is concerned is just, mm-hmm, will just continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're going to continue to see more and more applications for solar, not so much in sign lighting,
mm-hmm,
but also, let's say, in electric bicycle charging stations.
Mm-hmm.
You see
now
these.
That's interesting.
Oh, they're so cool. You see them. And in fact, that's another workshop that we're working on.
And boy, bicycle riding is now becoming the big thing now. And basically they're going to have little motors on them that are going to be – you're going to have – now, does it have a solar panel on there? Or how do you cut a solar panel on those little motors it stores the energy and then you can ride off of it?
Yes, because it's got a – usually they have a little lithium-ion battery.
Wow.
It'll have a little charge controller.
Yeah.
And you can charge your battery by pedaling, or if at the end of the day or middle of the day you decide to go ahead and dock your bike,
yes,
into a charging station. They're
a charging station.
Yes. You literally, because some of these bicycles with the batteries,
yeah,
they give you a range anywhere from 6 to 20 miles.
That is fantastic.
And the technology has been around. The Chinese have been using the technology for
no doubt
decades. And unfortunately, they're going away from it.
Well, yeah, because too bad they want to be westernized. But,
right.
But now, is the city planning on doing these docking stations in the future or are they going to be maybe private companies doing that?
I can't speak with any level.
No, just theoretically. Just theoretically.
Oh, sure. There's a popular rumor floating around right now,
mm-hmm,
that we've got a docking, we've a bike share program,
yeah,
coming in. Now,
I know that was coming in.
Yes.
But I didn't know about the docking stations and the electric bike motors. That's pretty cool.
Well, the model that we're looking at using, bringing into El Paso for the bike share program,
yes,
has not been finalized.
Now, do they have a chip in case they go wayward?
Yes, they do.
Good.
They have... They actually have a little GPS module on them.
Okay.
So if you're visiting a city like San Antonio, Texas,
right,
and you're anywhere downtown or even outside of downtown, they've got these electric bicycle docking stations.
Wow.
And literally, as you decide to go and ride your bike, and maybe you're thinking, where is the Alamo Dome? You look at your bike's, you know, GPS, and it's showing you, it'll guide you there.
Isn't that awesome?
That
super
is
cool.
So cool. I'm so glad to hear about cool technology for a change. You know, that is super cool. And that in the future may be coming to us.
Yes, hopefully.
Yes, yes. First we're gonna get the bikes.
Right.
And then we may go ahead and upgrade it to this
Why
which
not?
Is already in place, and I'm sure in San Antonio and other large cities in the United States.
And they're already implementing it. In fact, on the Renew El Paso Facebook page.
Which is, oh, okay, so it's, you have a Facebook page.
Yes, yes, we have a Facebook.
Right. Of course.
Of course. Yes. And on our Renew El Paso Facebook, about in early December, we did a little spotlight just on San Antonio's electric bicycles and all mm-hmm. their docking stations that they have mm-hmm. all over the city. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, while we're on the Facebook page, why don't we also – do you have an email that would be okay
sure.
to contact Renew El Paso for our audience, and also a phone number maybe, an old-fashioned phone number? Maybe
yes.
Not. Okay. Could go ahead and give us that information.
Okay. Well, you can visit us. First, you can visit us at renewelpaso.com.
Oh, that's good. It's easy.
Super easy. And Renew El Paso, just as it sounds like that's how it's spelled, one word.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, you'll find some contact information to include mm-hmm. Email addresses. The Renew El Paso email address is simply renewelpaso mm-hmm. at gmail.com.
Can't get easier than that.
Super easy. And phone number, you can contact any one of us. Mm-hmm. At 915-373-6520.
Okay.
And we can help you that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to visit us on Facebook, mm-hmm. of course, it's, you know, facebook.com/RenewElPaso.
So very streamlined, very easy to get a hold of you. It's
right.
And on your Facebook, it's going to show your groups, different groups that are associated with
oh, yeah.
Renew El Paso.
Yes.
Also, and the different workshops that you do. And
yes.
God, you guys are so multifaceted. I just, when I, you know, it's funny because Dennis had asked me to come back to do this, to do these shows again. And I met you guys and I went, it's almost like divine providence here. I don't know what happened. It's
right.
fantastic.
No, it's neat the way the world works.
It is.
So
it really
out.
It's like a net, you
yeah.
know, like a big net. Well, I was going to say we're going to mention your Facebook information and everything again. That we're going to end at the end of the show. But is there any other thing that you want to talk about? There's so much to talk about. But is there any other program that you really are involved in that you really like better than all the other ones?
Not so much better than all the others, because each of them are just as wonderful as the next for me.
I'm very impressed.
But one of the workshops that I'm really falling in love with and learning more and more about is permaculture.
Oh yeah, now I'm really interested in that too.
Yes.
Yes, that's right up my alley.
It really is. So you know, masters like you in the horticulture industry,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm looking to, and these are the type of technologies or workshops that not only do I want to learn more
mm-hmm.
on, but actually see workshops, you know, just more in El Paso, and we mm-hmm. can offer them through Renew El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they have started the little garden down at Ascarity,
yeah.
and there's another little garden, a city garden that's over by Viscount, over by where all the and Hawkins kind
oh,
of.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah,
yeah,
isn't that a great one? Yeah, that was my friend Virginia Galarza and the Parks Department put together that one.
Oh, cool.
So are you maybe someday, or maybe I'll be involved in it too, maybe doing a permaculture garden somewhere or enhancing some of the gardens to give them a permaculture aspect of the existing gardens?
Yes, they're. I volunteer to help to help on permaculture projects, mm-hmm. you know, busting up asphalt and
oh, isn't that fun? Yeah, that's what it always it always starts like that,
it's
doesn't
got,
it?
It's got to start somewhere.
Yes, it does, it Jessica.
To.
Yeah,
but
and it's wonderful, really, to get rid of that asphalt.
It is. Because really
some
is.
Of the stuff is like really old, and it's just wow.
Yep.
And it's really heavy.
Yeah, I'm sure it was done really well.
It was done really well.
Exactly. Nothing's going to permeate that.
But there's some groups out there that are led by folks like Robert Leal and Travis Duckworth. These are different – these are volunteers in the community that have dedicated themselves to permaculture and have worked and have actually helped out Reno El Paso on several projects. Mm-hmm. And so these permaculture groups that are floating around El Paso, they're in the trenches, and it's really neat when you find out that they're doing a project at, oh, I don't know, La Fe.
Yes,
and,
right, in the La Fe projects down there. I love that area. That's such a cool area.
Super cool.
Right, I know. That is. That what they did that down there was fantastic. Talk about – I don't think very many people know about that urban renewal program down there. That's just fantastic. So that's – so you're thinking, so is there going to be a garden down there and soon maybe a permaculture garden?
They've already begun. They've got their greenhouse, their little dome greenhouse.
How cool is
and
that?
It's all the asphalt is out. No, they've. I was over there yesterday at La Fe.
Yes.
Meeting with some folks. Actually, so is Jessica.
Yes, I was.
And it was really, really cool to see the progress they've made already.
Yes. It's,
yeah, they're an asset to that community out there.
Well, gosh, we're going to have more of you guys on the show and have you back and tell us more things as we get down to the end of the year. You know, what's been – it sounds like it's just multiplying like crazy.
It really is.
So if you could once again give your that information, because, you know, a lot of people were like, hey, I didn't get that, and I finally found my pen and paper. So go ahead. Could you give those addresses again?
Yes, of course. The easiest way to come visit us is online at renewelpaso.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when they type in renewelpaso.com, they will be able to see links to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/renewelpaso.
Yes.
And you can see not only do we have the workshop stuff on solar and water preservation and conservation, we also have health and wellness stuff. And it's cool.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. It's, and then you can also – you can email us. It's super easy. RenewElPaso, one word.
That's R-E-N-E-W.
Yeah. RenewElPaso@gmail.com.
Right.
That's to email us. And if you want to contact us by phone, it's as simple as calling 915-373-6520 and just give us a call and we can help you out and you know, host workshops at your place, whatever.
What is the next Reliant Sports workshop?
Oh,
when is that going to be?
Reliance Outdoor Supply.
Yes.
We host here in March, coming in March.
Yes.
We've got two different Solar 101 workshops and two different Solar 201 workshops.
Yes.
Lined up. And the calendar dates on those can be found, again, by visiting
the Facebook.
The Facebook or renewelpaso.com.
Very good. Well, very good. Well, thank you. And if you want to stick around, Rick, you can be on Jessica's show.
Cool.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next week, Jessica Rain talks about the Isleta High School greenhouse and how that's impacting the Mission Valley. Right now, it's time for Movies for Grownups from the AARP. Here's Bill Newcott.
Here comes the showboat at last. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. The 1939 Universal Studios classic Showboat was never actually lost, but for various reasons, it has never been available on DVD until now.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing.
That's Paul Robeson singing. The role of Joe, the kind-hearted handyman, was written just for him in the original stage version of Showboat. We've all heard recordings of Robeson, but seeing his performance for the first time is a revelation. Robeson has wonderfully expressive eyes and an infectious, wistful smile. It's no wonder that he was one of the top concert performers of the 1930s, and a tragedy that his refusal to play to Hollywood's idea of what a black man should be forced him off the screen.
I don't know, because he's just
Showboat on DVD for the first time is available only online from Warner Archive at warnerarchive.com. I'm Bill Newcott.
Special thanks to the AARP for the use of today's Movies for Grownups with Bill Newcott. The full version may be found online at aarp.org. And you can find an archive of this show on ktep.org. Thanks for listening. Catch us again next week for another edition of El Paso Primetime.